You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, we've unfortunately not got an awful lot of time. We've got about 5 minutes to get the baseline for 2021 from Peter Attard-Montalto, Head of Capital Markets Research at Intellidex. And Peter, that certainly is not enough time to go through a comprehensive note that you've released. Welcome. Firstly, what is your 2021 baseline for South Africa?
Good evening. Well, I suppose the simplest way of putting it is there's a lot of political economy and fiscal risk going on in the first quarter of the year around the budgets, around bailouts of SOEs, watching the Land Bank very closely and ESCOM, watch, of course, vaccine funding, tax increases that are due to happen anyway, regardless of vaccines, because of the weak status of the fiscus. And, of course, the public sector wage bill as well, which is a huge risk as we move from March into a new fiscal year, which investors are going to be watching incredibly carefully. And then basically it will be the playing out of all that through the rest of the year and watching for a very, very slow pace of reforms, which I think will then keep investors worried around that sort of fiscal base set by the budget at the end of February and the sustainability of the budget and deficit through the rest of the year.
But that court case victory in the government wage dispute back towards the end of last year in the Labour Appeal Court, I mean, it's going to the Constitutional Court now, but it's a significant victory. It's really good for the fiscal consolidation narrative.
Oh, not at all. I think it's been completely misunderstood. This was reaffirming existing powers that the Treasury already had to say no. But ultimately, it comes down to political decisions going forward. The Treasury backs political decisions of the president, ultimately, on what the future wage bill will be and the role that Mbonyi will play in that intermediating between the department and the rest of government. And we have to remember that the base, the bar to clear on consolidation is so high, actually, in terms of we're looking for zero nominal, so no change in compensation budgets over the coming 3 years after no change this year has never, ever happened before. And a compromise, I think, is more likely and will be accepted by Treasury, where ultimately that isn't sustainable over 3 years and we see something higher that will ultimately cost more money.
Will the structural reform that's been spoken about ad nauseum happen this year? What do you expect to see on that front?
So there are these big, simple, easy wins, which I think are going to be not met early in the year. So we were promised that the RFP for the renewable bid window 5 would come next week. It is not coming next week. It is going to be delayed. There are a lot of problems going on around the policies around that bid window, particularly regarding localization. So that's a thing that probably fails first off the bat at the start of the year. Spectrum, I think, does go ahead, the auction by March, but there are a lot of legal complications on the ability to use Spectrum given out regarding the digitalization agenda, but also regarding the court cases that are now coming up on Spectrum. So I think that sort of progresses, but is challenging. And then there are a lot of the more complex underlying reforms, such as around SOEs, which I think take a step back with SAA, fighting to be in the air again and being a money pit. Versus ESCOM, which does make further progress on unbundling and on probably slowly sorting out its debt problem through the year. So it's going to be a mixed bag, but I think we need to really judge this against where is long-term potential growth. Is that getting higher? And the answer probably is not significantly, particularly because I think on the reform side regarding infrastructure, there will really be a great struggle this year as some of the foundation stones, particularly the reforms required to PPP regulations, for instance, are not undertaken.
Yeah, and that is going to suck a lot of the reform oxygen out of the room, because infrastructure has been touted as the sort of panacea and silver bullet, of which, as you say, because of those regulatory hurdles, it is anything but. Peter Attard-Montalto, Head of Capital Markets Research, with his 2021 baseline for South Africa.